Indians and the Tigers at Comerica Park. Carlos Carrasco on the hill. He looks good early.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Off speed in the swing. Well, it's late swing.
Yeah, but that was a dandy. It almost went straight down the breaking ball.
The 3-2. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. 94 by him.
What a heck of a pitch.
Impressive stuff. The first two innings from Carlos Carrasco. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a changeup. Wow. Yep. Falls right off the table and a Ducey strikes out.
Split change did just what we were told it would do.
Here's the strike one. Swinging a fly ball right center field. This one's got some carry to it. On the run is Collins. He dies. It's out of his reach. Lindor is in. Right behind him is Brantley. They will hold Ramirez at third. He absolutely crushed that ball. 2-run triple, 2-0 Indians.
That's good hitting.
Swinging a little number off the end of the bat, wide of first base. Bobble by Santana. Underhand flipped. He threw it in the ground, and they still got McCann at first. That's an incredibly athletic play by Andrew Miller. Castellanos waiting the 2-1, swinging a fly ball. Right field has some carry to it. Going back, Guyer. He's going to leap up, make the catch, bang into the wall, and hang on. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. A little bit low. Oh, he called them out on the called third. Torres, the home plate umpire, waited a beat and then stepped up and rang up. Jim Aducia called third.
Heck of a pitch.
The Tigers received a solid outing from Matt Boyd, but they could not quite finish off a ninth inning rally as they came up on the short end of a 3-2 score against the Indians on Wednesday. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
I thought he was outstanding. You know, for the most part, he pitched ahead, threw a lot of strikes, kept his pitch count down, had the one inning where he gave three runs was the only hiccup, and he did an excellent job.
How would you rank this among the starts that he's had for you?
It's up there. It's one of the best in the in the time he's been a Tiger.
Just talk about the rebound from the one inning. I mean, you say young pitchers. You said it about Norris and Fulmer, just the ability to kind of make adjustments, not let it, butterfly. And
yeah, he didn't let it affect him, which is important because you got to be able to control your emotions when you're a pitcher, really at any position, but it's especially important as a pitcher to control your emotions and not let one pitch or one at bat or one inning affect the next. So these guys are, all those young guys you mentioned are getting better and better at it. And I think Boyd in his last two starts showed you it in two different ways. One, his last start, he started off a little rough, had trouble throwing strikes, and he maintained his poise and then finished strong. And this time he didn't let that one inning affect him going, and he went deep into the game.
What about Kinsler? Is that day to day or?
I haven't talked to Kins yet, but his hamstring tightened up. So I couldn't tell you what the status is.
How aware were guys that Cody Allen hadn't thrown since Saturday and might have little rust on his game here tonight and had trouble finding the plate?
No, that we, when a guy like Cody Allen or anyone takes him out, you assume he's going to have his best stuff. You don't worry about whether he's rusty or not because he might be on your heels and all of a sudden he's got pinpoint control. So yeah, that's not the approach.
Does the approach change though when he can't find the plate?
You try to zone him in. You want to get him in the strike zone, obviously, but in a one-run game, one swing of the bat could make it a tie game. So you got to be selectively aggressive in that situation.
Boyd's changeup becoming more of a weapon?
It's always been his best pitch.
Brad, that review on Collins, that slide at second base, what were you thinking at that point and what did you guys see?
I didn't think that it was going to be overturned myself.
What are your thoughts on that play if a guy happens to pop up off the bag but doesn't overslide? Is that really a fair review? I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of chintzy.
There has been debate as to whether that should be part of the review process, but the bottom line is you got to stay in the bag. It applies to every team equally, and we know it.
Do you see a difference in your relievers overall? I mean, no, I believe 10 innings, no runs, and it just seems like it's been a lot more consistent.
Well, I knew we were better than how we pitched early in the season as a relief group. Hardy did a nice job today, and we've done a better job overall recently. We've got to continue to do it.
Matt Boyd pitched very well into the eighth inning for Detroit, but he was hung with a tough luck loss in a 3-2 setback to the Indians. Here is Boyd sharing his post-game thoughts.
I want one pitch back, and that was with Ramirez. Guys, our team played great. I think we played good enough to win. That's just a guy on the other side threw a real good game as well, and he was a few pitches better than me tonight. And, wish we would have came out on top.
Brad thought it was one of your best outings so far. Where do you rank it?
Yeah, it was up there. I mean, it's just really just comes down to just one pitch that I wanted. I tried to go in on him and it missed. And outside of that, I felt pretty good with it. Alex called a great game. We kept moving the game plan around as the game went on. But that's just it'd be better if we would have came out on top.
Quick innings early. What was making you so effective?
Just getting ahead, and the sinker was working really well today.
How much did that make a difference for you as the game went on, especially to get those quick outs and quick in and out real quick?
It made a huge difference. Just allows you to get deeper and allows you to kind of stay on the offensive.
Is that a slider that you left over?
No, it was a fastball trying to go in, and ended up going away. It just ran on me. I missed my spot.
You think Collins had it?
I thought he had it. It was a heck of a – I looked up and kind of did a double tape, like, oh, he's got a beat on it. But, that would have been probably one of the best catches of the year if he would have caught it. You know, shouldn't have had an outcome like that if I would have executed.
Can you look at this start as maybe another building block? I mean, you go deep into the game, that kind of thing?
Completely. There's stuff to build off of this for sure. And I look forward to making adjustments and getting a next time out.
You talk about Collins not making that catch, but what about the one catch he did make when it did look like he didn't know where the ball was and had to dive back?
That was a heck of a play. Just to clarify, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody in the league makes the catch on Ramirez. The fact that he was as close as he was, I mean, he's a heck of a center fielder. But, the play that he made when he lost it and dove over his shoulder, that was a heck of a play.
You see the relievers maybe going unnoticed a little bit, kind of turning things around here. I mean, it's been like 10 innings, I think, of scoreless baseball.
Yeah, we got full trust in our bullpen. They're good. You know, if it was a funky streak or whatever the numbers said early on, you know, I think they've proven that they can get outs and they can get big outs, and we trust. We always got their back. You know, they always got our back. That's the main thing.
Danny Salazar squares off with Michael Fulmer on Thursday.